Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bav Metzia Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. In the middle of the Amud, really in the middle of a discussion, we were looking at the dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in how far the machloket that we have recorded in Maaseh Sheni Perek Bet Mishnah Zayin between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about exchanging silver coins that were used for Maaseh Sheni for gold coins, how far that machloket goes, leish nachrina. We have another version of the machloket. It goes as follows: Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, chadam a machloket b'slayin al dinarin, that the dispute is only silver on gold. Shammai savri a kesef. It's not because kesef is the coin and zahav is the commodity. But rather, they say the pasuk that says "v'natah tantatah kesef" says "akesef" means kesef rishon. In other words, you can only transfer once. Fruit can only be transferred onto coins once. So if you've transferred the kedusha of Maaseh Sheni onto the silver coins, then you can't go any further. But it has nothing to do with the fact that they're gold. Then it would even be silver to silver. And then, v'lo kesef sheni, v'tel osavri, a kesef, kesef riba. The fact that it says ha kesef means you could use lots of kesef. Afilu kesef sheni. So they're reading ha kesef in opposite ways. Aval peirot al dinarim divrei hakol v'chalinan. But everybody would agree, then, the same conclusion we had before, according to one version, that we said was probably Rabbi Yochanan, that you could take fruit and redeem them directly onto gold coins, according to both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Why dakati kesef rishonu? Because either way, that's the first kesef. V'charamar af peirot al dinarim nami machloket. The other opinion was, again, we don't know Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The other opinion is that the machloket even exists in the question of redeeming the fruit directly onto the gold coins. Now, l'mandam ar slayin al dinarim machloket, but according now to the first version is the challenge. Adim pagi v'slayin al dinarim, pagi v'slayin al slayin. If you're going to have the machloket about that Beit Shammai holds his position about redeeming the silver coins onto gold coins, why don't you tell me something even bigger, which is redeeming silver coins onto silver coins is no good because it's kesef sheni. No, if we have that machloket, that's the inverse of what we saw earlier. Havimena hanimili b'slayin al slayin, that the machloket is only when it's silver to silver. Havimena al dinarim odu b'hil Beit Shammai dudav alagabi kaspa peira havilo machalinan. If that were the case, then I would think, yeah, but Beit Hillel agrees with Beit Shammai in the case of silver to gold, that gold is considered to be a commodity, and you can't be machalit. So Kamash Malan, therefore, it has to teach us that Beit Hillel will even allow silver to gold, and certainly silver to silver. All right, let's see. Toshma, Poreit, Salah, Shamas, Sheni, Birushalayim. This is now not the Mishnah we saw earlier. This is if you're in Yerushalayim, and you have a silver coin, and you want to break it down to copper coins. Again, like they said, when you're out of Yerushalayim, he either said you can take the entire selah and divide it and change it. Half can be broken up, half must be maintained. Now, hash to kaspa lagavi pritam chalinan. Beit Shammai's position is hard to figure out. You're allowed to take silver and break it down into copper coins. V'lamin kesef rishon v'lo kesef sheni, and we don't put up this roadblock of kesef rishon and not kesef sheni. Lagabe dohava d'chashim minem yamirin kesef rishon v'lo kesef sheni. So why would Beit Shammai possibly say that you can't redeem silver to gold because of the limitation of kesef rishon? If you can redeem silver to copper, certainly silver to gold, and we shouldn't put up the roadblock of kesef sheni. So I'm a Rav Yerushalayim Kamotvat. You're challenging me from what you can do in Yerushalayim. Shan Yerushalayim Dichtiv Bematatat Kesef Chol Asher Davar Avshachav Makar Ratzon Mian Shechar Etc. Etc. In Yerushalayim, you're supposed to take the silver coins that you came with and spend them on things. So you can then, for you can break them down into copper coins if that's an easier way to buy stuff. Here we're no longer in the realm of chilul and of transferring the kedusha. Here we're already in the realm of expenditures of using it. So challenging from what you can do in Yerushalayim is not a challenge. Toshma, but let's see the mission that we saw earlier. Our poor itself, Mount Master Shane, which Shaman Bechol Salamaut, Tomim Beshakokas Beshakamaut. But we saw as the Mishnah in Perak Bet Mishnah Chet of Maaseh Sheni that we saw earlier, that even if you change money outside Yerushalayim, Beit Shammai says you could take the entire silver coin and break it into copper, and Beit Hillel says only half and half, but Beit Shammai's position is a strange one, which is that how can you tell me that there's a limitation of kesef rishon, so you're allowed to take silver coins and break them into kesef sheni, which is to copper coins, but not into gold? We reject what we said earlier. Ha kesef does not say kesef rishon. Ha kesef means you can even do it multiple times, multiple kind of coins. Filu kesef sheni. If you want to identify a different version of the machloket, this is how it reads. And now we go into a very different realm. I'll point this out right now, that according to what we've seen so far, both in the earlier sugya and in the Zleishna Achrina, the position of Beit Shammai was held because of an essential problem in the transfer. Whether it's a problem of Kesef Rishon, or whether it's a problem of Peirot, but it's inherent, essential, and even post facto wouldn't work. But now we go into a different realm. We say to Beit Shammai Savri Gazrinan Shema Yasha Aliotav. Beit Shammai says, you know why you can't transfer silver to gold? Because if you know you can do that, and you're outside of Yerushalayim, you're going to say, you know what, this year I only have 20 silver coins. I'll wait till next year, and next year I'll have a few more, and I'll buy a gold coin, and I'll go to Yerushalayim. And therefore, you're going to so sometimes you won't have enough silver coins to buy a gold coin, and you won't make aliyah to come to Yerushalayim and eat your masasheni, and now you're going to be coming this year with last year's coins and mess up the entire system. So it's a gzera, so that you shouldn't do that. We say bring the silver coins right away and don't wait to bring a bunch of silver coins to you take a bunch of silver coins and buy one single gold coin with it. That'll make your trip easier. Beit Hillel says, we don't have to make such a gzera. Even if you don't have enough silver coins to buy a dinar, you go up with your silver coins. It's not that big. It's not that much. All right. So that means that now we've turned everything around. That the dispute between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is not a dispute about something essential, that either the gold is considered to be perot, or that the gold is a problem of kesef sheni, but rather that we're concerned as a gzerah, because if you know that you can redeem outside of Yerushalayim, you can redeem your silver into gold, then the concern is that you will wait, and this year, if you don't have enough silver to turn into gold, you'll wait, and then you won't come up. It also says we don't have to be concerned about that. That's why you may do it. Now, a peirot al dinarim divrei kol machalim. Then, of course, nobody would disagree that you could take the fruit of Masa Sheni and directly redeem it onto the gold coins, because that's fine. Kevin Namirkavi lo ashilu, you're certainly not going to leave your fruit around and say, oh, I don't have enough fruit for a gold coin, because your fruit's going to get all messy. V'charamar filo rotten. V'charamar filo peirot al dinarim nami machloket. And the other position is that they disagree even about redeeming fruit onto gold coins. Why? So because they're concerned that you might keep it around and it's going to rot in the meantime because you don't have enough to redeem it onto a gold coin. All right. So now, according to this last approach that says midah oraita, redeeming onto silver and then onto gold, it's all fine, and the only problem is gzeira d'rabbanan because of a concern that you might not come up this year, then I understand why in that original Mishnah that we saw, it said yaseh or lo yaseh, meaning you could do it this way, you can't do it this way. Lo yaseh sla'in dinarin. But according to either one of the versions, the one we rejected about Kesef Rishon, and the one that in the earlier Lashon we accepted, which was issue of Peir and Tiva, which means Midoraita, it's no good. The text should not read Yaseh or Lo Yaseh, the text should read Mechalin Velo Mechalin, meaning, when you do such a redemption, is it valid or not? And the answer is, Kasha, you're right. That's really a challenge, and that seems to support the very last approach that we took to understanding the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish on our topic. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. The famous machloket Rav and Levi about Marpea Nasa Chalipin, Marpea Ein Nasa Chalipin. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.